song that was a hit before your mother was born. She was born.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios here in downtown Grand Rapids. And we've been talking a little bit of Mother's Day. We had some fun with Beer of the Week. And now we're going to get a little more serious. But got a guy on the line named John Stocky. And John is representing a really cool event up in the Manistee area called Tight Lines for Troops. And I think this is the 10th anniversary of it. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Hey, man. So tell us all a little bit about this event, where it is, who it's for, and what you're doing.
The event happens in Manistee, Michigan. This is the 10th annual Tight Lines for Troops, where we take out 400 or 500 veterans fishing for the day, hopefully bring a welcome. You know, we have a great welcome home for them coming back in the channel. For those Vietnam veterans that never, some of them never received that welcome home, this is a heartwarming welcome back in as they come back in with the boats.
So you've got a bunch of charter captains that donate their time and boats and take all you guys out fishing out of Manistee out into Lake Michigan, right?
Yes, we have, I believe this year's con, we have 50 charter boats that donate their time and their first mate and everything for our vets.
Wow, that's so amazing. So you load these guys, and you're all set on veterans. I mean, there's probably people waiting in line to come do this, right?
Oh, yeah. Registration starts back in November and goes through end of February. So, yeah, we're all filled up, and we still have people calling every day trying to get in once they find out about it.
So if people this thing's on May 18th, right? So a week from today.
Starts on the 17th, May 17th.
Okay, so it's on Friday and Saturday. But
yes.
If somebody wanted to come be a part of this, how could they do that?
But right now we're looking for volunteers to come on out and help with the welcome back with all the flags. They could just go to our website, tightlinesfortroops.com, and there's a volunteer sign-up sheet. They could reach out and sign up and come down and help.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you guys... When you come back in, you like do a luncheon or something for these guys?
Actually, when they come back in, they take all the fish. We have one group that takes care of them. They weigh them. It's actually a competition between the service branches and the biggest fish, the trophies and such. And then we provide them with a great dinner, and then we give awards away for everything, little prizes for all the vets that come out, usually get something, and then they're all able to take a little bit of fish home with them.
How cool is that? So what you're really looking for is people to come in and just welcome these guys back in. You can stand all along the south edge of the channel. There's many, many businesses down there that are going to open their doors and help welcome all these people back. But, John, we just wanted to give you guys a little lift up on this. We think it's so cool what you're doing for the troops, and again, this is all a volunteer effort, right?
Yep. Everybody on the board and everybody volunteers. And if I get one little thing in there, we're just new this year. We're bringing in the Michigan Vietnam Memorial Wall and the Middle Eastern Conflict Memorial Wall for the event.
How cool.
To help remember those that pay the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom every day. And, you know, a lot of these vets that come with us are Vietnam vets and current war veterans. So this is new, and we're looking for people to come out and help us escort the walls in on Friday, May 17th. It's open to all vehicles, not just motorcycles, but we do have a lot of motorcycles groups that are going to help us with it. So if they'd like to come out, we're staging at the VFW Post in Manistee at 12 o'clock. We're departing at 1 o'clock, headed down to the First Street Boat Launch area, and the walls will be on display for boat days. Friday and Saturday.
Very cool.
All right, John, this is Bob. I'm a vet. I love what you're doing. Welcome home, a Vietnam veteran, every time you see him wearing that hat. We're going to be praying for you and wish you the best.
Well, thank you so much for all your time and efforts. We really appreciate it.
All okay, right, buddy.
You too.
Thanks so much.
God bless. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Tight Lines for Troops. It's in Manistee, Michigan, the 18th of May, the 17th and 18th. If you're so inclined, get up there and see that.
All right, so let's talk a little food now. We got all this fun out of the way.
Got it, baby.
Now let's take care of some serious business. What are you going to make for Mom? Well, I'm making tenderloin and shrimp. The shrimp I'm going to do real simple and nice. I'm going to put it in a basket. I'm going to marinate it. and I'm going to marinate it in probably something really silly. It's just Italian dressing, because I found that when I do the teriyaki too quickly, it gets black. So I'm going to do this real quick, and then I'm going to put some sweet chili lime sauce on it to finish it off. And then on the tenderloin, I have picked up a beautiful full loin, and it's been rubbed. It's in the refrigerator, and it's going to be it's going to have this very light profile rub on it, very low salt, with some aromatics, and it's going to be wrapped up in plastic until tomorrow at about 2 o'clock. I'll take it out, let it thaw till 4 o'clock, and I'll put it in an indirect fashion on my Cajun grill with some nice Parker charcoal, and I'm going to indirect grill that thing for about an hour. And
so you get to about 125, 130 in the
center? Yeah, I'm going to bring it about 130 in the center, 135, and then the ends will be 150 like Mama likes it.
Right.
She can have the ends.
Right.
She likes it overdone, but it's her day.
That's right.
And then the shrimp are going to be grilled fast and furious.
Right.
And real light, you know, just going to marinate them. And then I'm going to finish them off with some sweet chili lime sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what the kids are doing for sides. That's up to them. But neither of the older girls can make it. Maggie's still on her delayed honeymoon. And, of course, Emily's down in Tennessee. But the boys will be there, and
right.
Livy will be there, so I'll have lots of help.
Well, you know what? You sound like you're the man for this barbecue, and it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Okay, today's man law reminds me of Jop. When a man is borrowing a buddy's tools or other equipment, if the borrower puts any scratches or brings it back with any noticeable wear, then he's required to do one of the following. If the item costs under $50, you're required to replace it. If the item costs over $50, you're required to give him a case of beer because, hey, who wants to spend more than $50 on something that's not yours?
That's right.
Make sure it is in better shape than when you borrowed it.
Right.
And when Jop ever borrows anything, it always comes back in better shape.
Pet peeve, baby. I mean, you know what? If you can't go get one of your own, there's a lot of things that you can't. And I get that. But you know what? Have respect for your bro. And if you jack something up,
yeah,
fix
you're
it.
Saving $500 to $1,000 on
right.
whatever you're borrowing. So
right.
at least clean it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Wiz.
Man law, word up
uh-huh.
right there, man. Okay, so...
we are being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, and I hope we're sounding good. You can go to thegrillingguys.com and check us out, or you can go to Facebook.com/thegrillingguys. My handle on Twitter, which I rarely use because I think they're a bunch of leftist thugs, it's Grilling Guy.
Right.
Yeah, they're pulling people off that are... not like socialist enough now, and all that stuff.
Did it happen to you?
No, not me. I hardly go on it because I know they'll ban me.
Right. Well, you know, no one.
God forbid,
generally
you should be a
wonders
patriot.
About what your opinion is.
No,
right?
I don't care.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't care.
That.
I can't. I see all this socialism creeping in, and all these goofy ideas. Like, you know, I don't even want to get started. But if you watch what's happening on the politics side, I mean. We just went through 2 years, $30+ million to prove that our president's not really a Russian spy. Are
right.
you kidding me?
Right. I bet that's the $30 million.
And that's
that you
not
know
enough.
About.
Now right. they want all his tax return. They want, you know, anal exam. This is getting ridiculous. I'm so glad I am no longer a Democrat. That's all I can say.
Right.
How you could ever stay in that party anymore? It's over the cliff. It's
right.
dumb.
Well, We're not going to get political on it.
No,
grilling,
I'm
guys.
Not going to get
not
political.
About that. You can do that on your back deck with your buddy, right? Not on the airwaves.
Sorry.
But anyway, so later today, I don't know what I'm making for Michelle. She's not very picky. She generally will eat anything that I make, and she's very gracious about that tastes good. And once in a while, I'll jack something up, but she tells me that too. But most of the time, so I gotta ask her later today. And you know what, guys? That might be something you want to do because – if you take just a minute and you say, well, what would you like, dear? and see what she says. And
might then, surprise you.
Yeah, right.
Just it because just she had your you. Kids doesn't mean you know what she wants.
Right, yeah. She never really wanted it, right? Yeah. But anyway, so Bob, we haven't done much for Mother's Day recipes, but in the last segment, let's bring this thing home, and we've got a little grilled chicken verde taco.
Sounds good.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
So treat her right, treat her right. M is for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was born. O is for the oven with its burning heat, where she stood making sure I had something to eat.